Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from the thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from the brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. An evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. The one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against the house but could not stake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus gave a very good example when a house built on the rock. It's strong, but it's built just on the plain ground. It can be, when a river bursts, it collapses. Jesus called Peter the rock. Peter said, assignment to keep the church, but he himself is weak also. He betrayed Jesus 3 times. But Jesus only asked him before he risen to the to heaven, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter just say, "Lord, you love me. You know that I love you." That's what we have to learn from Peter. We can be weak, but we start again. Tell Jesus, "Lord, you know that we love you." It's important when we follow Christ, keep His word, His commandment of love, then we are strong. Jesus will give us the strength and light. It's important that on a daily basis we follow the calling of God with joy. The calling of God is to love our neighbor, to love God, even to love ourselves. That means to do everything according to the will of God. So Jesus already sent us this word. Keep it and tell Jesus, "We follow you. We believe what is impossible for man is possible for God." To start today, live well every present moment, to love with the heart of Jesus, to love Jesus in each person.